Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Wednesday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Well, it's making national news. A man walking out of a bathroom in Bishop Airport in Flint with a knife, yelling Alu Allah Akbar, and then stabbing a police officer at the airport multiple times. We're joined by Kevin Malott. Let's begin with Kevin Malott, international security expert at Erase.com. Kevin, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I should know we'll have officials from the Capital Region International Airport on later to get their thoughts. But first of all, Kevin, what do you make of an attack on a small regional airport in Flint?
Well, it's pretty much the one-off type of attacks that ISIL has called for from all their field agents. And obviously, it's all over the national news. I thought it was very interesting earlier today when they said they weren't sure it was terrorism, but the president was briefed, the Canadian embassy called. I mean, all these worldwide entities are involved. I'm like, obvious it's terrorism.
Yeah.
If a police officer gets stabbed in a criminal environment on a side street in a city, they don't notify the president of the United States or the FBI.
This is a 50-year-old Canadian citizen. That's who the attacker was. How do you think he decided to go into a Flint airport and create an attack there?
Well, first of all, ISIL called for all of their followers to do attacks today. They called for massive attacks around the world on what they call the Night of Power. The Night of Power is... It's the night that Muhammad originally was revealed, the Quran, by the angel Gabriel. And it's a special night at the end of Ramadan where Muslims typically pray all night long. It's the night where if you pray for salvation, you can be forgiven for your sins in your life and so forth. And ISIL said, on the Night of Power, we want everybody to carry out attacks all over the world. So, number one, I would suggest this guy's probably got somebody who knows about that command that came out of terrorism headquarters. Number two, they are getting squeezed off their terrain in Iraq and Syria, and they're going to have to go to international attacks. That's what the ramp up in London and Paris and the attack in Belgium yesterday, they're all about the same thing from the same guys.
Yeah.
So he's probably one of many that we're going to see go off in the next few weeks.
Now, one of the things he said after the attack, he said, you have killed people in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and we are all going to die. This is while he was being arrested. A 50-year-old man, Kevin, how does this happen? I mean, he's certainly not one of these young suicide attackers. How do they get a 50-year-old guy to join in on this?
Well, they typically get people that are not assimilating into local culture. And this points out a big issue, especially for people in Michigan. And being that I'm from Chicago and had a lot of friends in Michigan, used to do a lot of work in Michigan, I know how close you are to Canada. But this goes back to the deal about when the attacks took place in London and everybody got mad at our president for telling the mayor of London to tune it up. Here's the deal. If you're going to be a country that we allow people to come into without having to vet them, you got to tighten it up. Otherwise, we're exposed. And here you have a Canadian citizen, and Canada is refugee-heavy from people from the Middle East that came out of the areas where ISIL operates and trains. And if they're going to come in from Canada, we're going to allow everybody to cross the border like business as usual, then Canada has to make sure they don't have crazy people that are there on behalf of terrorists.
So are you saying we need to change how we deal with people coming through the border here in Michigan?
We need to change both borders, south and north, and the ocean borders. But my point is we need our allies to get it in gear and knock it off with playing patty cake with terrorists, because we could just as easily have guys fly from London to the U.S. and carry out an attack. And I believe that's what the president was trying to get across when the mayor of London said, oh, this is just the new normal. No, it's not the new normal. And if you want your citizens to be able to come into the U.S. and we want to be safe, then you as our ally have to do a little screening and get this under control. But remember, the refugees that poured into Europe and poured into other locations, including Canada, came from areas where you couldn't vet them. There was no local law enforcement. There's no database. There's no government in place in several of these locations. So that's why we wanted to go to, quote-unquote, extreme vetting.
Okay.
But here we have
now,
Flint.
Do you think in Canada right now there's just a horde of other dangerous people like him ready to come through the border?
Okay. Yeah, I absolutely guarantee you there's a bunch of people in Canada that are just like him. But we also have them in the U.S. Okay, I can show you communities all over the U.S. where these guys are right in the neighborhood. the guy that did the pressure cookers in Chelsea and was finally shot in New Jersey in the morning, the guys that carried out the marathon attack in Boston. We got people in the U.S. too. But I'm saying that our allies can't, if we get tight on our border and we tighten up scrutiny of who these guys are, then if our allies don't and we still allow them to come across the border, everybody knows in Flint you can drive straight down Interstate 69 and go right into Canada, mm-hmm. and vice versa. So if we're going to let people come in and we really want to be safe, you have to consider that. Yeah, and I'm not saying we have to do it. I'm saying if the people don't want this kind of stuff to go on, you have to consider where they're coming from and the ease of movement that they have.
Yeah, I mean, is it ultimately, though, impossible to tell which of these immigrants are going to come through and attack this way suddenly?
I'll be shocked and amazed if Canadian intelligence did not have this guy on their radar screen. If you look at every single one of these characters in the last 3 years that was related to ISIL or ISIS, you'll see every one of them was on the radar screen, saying all sorts of crazy rhetoric, saying stuff in social media, saying stuff in the mosque. Everybody knew that they were getting ready to go. And then all of a sudden it happens, and then the authorities go, we kind of knew who he was.
And you're saying Canada should give us a list like this and we can just stop them from entering the country? That's it?
Well, I'm saying that Canadian intelligence, and I'm sure Canadian intelligence wants to do a good job, and I know a lot of people up there in that unit that are very intelligent people and good people, but they need their political leaders to say, we're going to cooperate with the U.S. and we're not going to let this stuff go on.
Yeah, but they have a whole different view on refugees and immigrants, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and that's my point. They have a whole different view if it doesn't line up with our view, but we allow them to still come in our country like we have in the past, we're going to have conflict. And so politically, they've got to start looking at what are we allowing people to do? What kind of vetting do we have to do on Canadians if the Canadian government isn't going to crack down on the extremists? Mm-hmm. And so that's a political issue. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the people that live in Flint, they know how easy it is to go in and out of Canada, how close that is.
Right.
Other people in America may not realize how easy you can go over the border in that area, but everybody in Michigan knows that.
Yeah. Kevin Mallott, international security expert. Kevin Mallott, find him at erace.com. Kevin, thank you for joining us on this breaking story tonight. Thanks.
You bet. Thank you.